Certainly, we don't like to focus on pain and suffering. But somehow, even though Jesus went through all the pain and suffering, when we focus on Calvary, when we focus on the cross, we're focusing on victory over everything Satan could possibly do.
That's right.
We have victory.
Victory.
No wonder we just feel so good, even though we see the agony and know the blood was shed. We can't help but be joyous in all that Jesus accomplished. That keeps us near the cross, my Lord. I'd like me to turn your attention again, if you would, just briefly to that 8th chapter, Matthew's Gospel, beginning with the 23rd verse. Mm-hmm. And the word says, "And when he was entered into his ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with waves. But he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, 'Lord, save us, we perish.' And he saith to them, 'Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith?' Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled." The men marveled. The men marveled, saying, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? What manner of man is this? Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? My Lord, who is this Jesus?" You know, that question has come out even long before Jesus was born. People were asking about this one who was to come. What will he accomplish? And who is this Jesus? But you know, the answer to that question is so important that each one of us have to know within ourselves and know without a doubt down inside who this Jesus really is. Some of the things that we've gone through, some of the things that we face, some of the things that he has done helped us to know. Now, not because mother told me. Now, mother told me who Jesus was. I heard over the years many, many things from many people about Jesus and who he is. And all that he does and all that he can accomplish and the fact that he'll do anything but fail. I've heard about Jesus. And here I can read from all the way from Genesis to Revelation. I can find some things about Jesus. Who is this Jesus? Somehow, I suppose, the fact is, in order for us to know who Jesus is, we have to experience him for ourselves. Here in this scripture we were reading, and we can see that Peter was really wondering, who is this Jesus? Who is this man? The other disciples wondering the same thing. They were out on the boat. Now, they've been with him for a while. They've already heard messages from him. They were with him at the Sermon on the Mount. They were with him when he had him to move the boat out while he preached from the boat. They had heard messages from Jesus, so they had some idea about him. Somebody asked you about Reverend Stingley, which I heard him preach. And so you know some things about, you know the kind of thing, you know what I think about the different things, because you've heard me. So they had heard the Lord, but somehow it took more than just hearing him in order for them to know who Jesus was. It took some other things for them to recognize who he really was. And so they went through some things. They went through some situations. There was the time with the fish when they had fished all night long, and Peter was tired. All of them were tired. We just talked about this. They were tired. They're bringing in these wet nets, which are already heavy because of the water. They're trying to fold them up, which isn't easy to do, trying to fold the nets and trying to get it all right. They're tired, and they're out there on the water. They've been up all night long, trying to get the nets together. And Jesus told them to throw the nets out again.
That's right.
To catch some fish. We just talked about this.
Yeah.
They did it because Jesus said so. Somehow the results of that was miraculous. And then they were out on the sea here. We were talking about this. And they were out on the sea, and the waves and were raging, and they were sure that they were going to sink. They were sure that this was the end, but they wanted Jesus to be with them and to talk with them about what was going on, and said, "Don't you even care? We're worried about this, and you're sleeping there." Jesus got up, and, you know, he waved his hand, said, "Peace, be still." They said, "What kind of man is this?" But those weren't the only experiences. They had experienced many, many things with Jesus. And so when they got to the coast of Caesarea Philippi, we talked about that in that 16th chapter that we read a little while ago. Jesus asked them, said, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" Now, they've been listening. You've been listening. You've heard. I've heard. They had heard. A lot of different people talking about who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? Who people say that I, the Son of Man, am? And after he had asked that question, which was an important question, because he did want to hear what folks were saying, he asked a more important question. "But who do you say that I am?" Who do you say that I am? We've heard all the things that have been talked about, all the things that people have said, and they've said it with wisdom, and they've told you where they read it, and they probably told you how they came up with those answers. But who do you say that I am? Who do you say that the Son of Man is? And Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." I believe that had a lot to do with those experiences.
Yes,
see, he experienced Jesus out on the water. He experienced Jesus when the fish were not showing up, and all of a sudden he had more fish than they could pull on board by themselves. They had to call other boats in because there were some, all the miraculous things. He knew that Jesus was somebody special. He said, "Thou art the Christ." He came to realize that those scriptures that he had heard about Jesus who was coming, you are the one that's going to come. You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Who is this Jesus, the Son of the living God? You know, we can go back through and we'll find many scriptures that talk about who he is. But you know, I want to get to the point where we find ourselves where Peter was. Peter could tell you who Jesus was because he had experienced Jesus. Somehow it's real important that we get out and let the world know who Jesus is. Not because of what the pastor said, or not because of something that we read, not even what our trusted mothers and fathers and loved ones had told us, but because we have come to the point where we experience Jesus ourselves. Who is this Jesus? I guess if you ask Sister Annette, she'll tell you he's the one that I cried to all night long. When the doctor said that I had cancer and he didn't know what he was going to do about it. The doctor didn't have an answer, so I called on Jesus. Who is this Jesus? He's the one who I call on at midnight. Who is this Jesus? If you ask Isaiah or he'll tell you that he's the one who has He died for our sins. He said he was wounded for our transgressions. Who is this Jesus? He was bruised for our iniquity. Who is this Jesus? He's somebody who loves me so much that he was willing to give his life for me. Who is this Jesus? There was one songwriter in there, and if you ask him who Jesus was, he'll tell you he's the one who had such amazing grace. His amazing grace. I was a wretch. He saved a wretch like me. That's who Jesus is. Who is this Jesus? Each one of us have to look within ourselves and say, we have experienced Jesus. That man who wrote Amazing Grace, when he wrote it, he was knowing that Jesus had saved him from a death in hell. He was on his way to hell, but his amazing grace, it wasn't just grace and mercy. He said it was amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Somebody else said, "I was sinking deep in sin. Jesus is the love that saved me. I was sinking deep in sin, and love lifted me." It was the love of Jesus Christ. His love, he loved me enough to die for my sins. He loved me enough that I didn't have to worry about continuing to sink in sin. He lifted me out of the sin and put my feet upon a solid rock. That's who Jesus is. That's who Jesus is. I don't know if we ask some folks here, I'm sure we'll get some answers. If I ask for Brother Payne, he'll tell you Jesus, he is my shepherd. He's gone through some things. But when he went through, he knew that Jesus was with him. I think if we ask Sister, some of the other folks around the church, they'll have some answers for you about who Jesus is. And it's good that you got those answers. And it's good for us to hear them in here.
Right.
But those answers that you have are not just something that's in your heart that you need to say here to this congregation. We've been asked to stand up. Maybe on the night, last night of the year when we come together, there'll be some testimonies. And the testimonies that we have will be all about who Jesus is to us. What he's done for us. Back in January, I needed the Lord, and he was there. February, March, and April, I knew I could hold on to his unchanging hand. And go on through the year, you can talk about who Jesus is. Somebody's going to say, what a friend I have. Who is Jesus? He's my friend. He's my savior. He's my doctor. He's one that I can depend on. But it's not my testimony. It's not the same as your testimony. I recognize him just like Peter did. He's the son of the living God. But I can tell you more about him because I have come to know him better than just what I've read. I've come to know him better than just what I've heard. And each one of us have a testimony because he has done something in your life. You know him not because you heard it, but you know him because you experienced his love. You experienced his touch. You needed him, and he was right there. He brought you out when you could not come out all by yourself. Who is this Jesus? He's one who held on to me when I needed to be held on to. He's one who threw his arms around me when I needed some comfort. He's one who reminded me that I did not have to worry because he was not going to allow Satan to test me beyond what I could be, what I could handle. That's who he is. That's who he is to me. That's who he is to each of us. He's somebody special. He's somebody special. He's special to you, Brother Joe, because of the things that he brought you through. Somebody ask him who he is. He's a healer. He's one that brought me through. Who is he? He's somebody who I can depend on. He's somebody who I know will answer my prayers. Who is this Jesus? He's out there on the water when you're in a storm. He's with you when you have something that you can't accomplish all by yourself. If you put it in his hands and trust him, who is he? He's a friend like no other friend. Who is Jesus to you? Well, all of this, I haven't come to say all of this just to remind you of how good he is. I've come to challenge you the fact that there's somebody who needs to know your testimony.
Amen.
Somebody needs to hear about you, Sister Nan. Now, not just us here at church.
That's right.
Somebody needs to know that Jesus, who is this Jesus? He's real. Who is this Jesus? He loves you. Who is this Jesus? He's able to do anything except fail. Who is this Jesus? It's good we get together here in the church and here among the congregation and testify about his goodness. It makes us all stronger. It makes us all feel better. We can go down knowing that we're serving a Lord who is able to do all things. We can do that. But you know what? I guess what the challenge is that truth about who Jesus is a truth that we need to be giving beyond the church walls. It's a truth. You need to go and tell somebody who Jesus is. Now, not just something that you heard. You need to tell somebody who Jesus is. That one who wrote Amazing Grace. It's good somebody talked to him. He was going through some things. He knew he was a sinner. He knew he was on his way to hell. But somehow he got turned around and he recognized that Jesus loved him enough to wipe away all those sins that he had done. He was a slave trader and all the things he was doing, everything. He was wretched. That's what he said. He was wretched. But somehow the Lord brought him out of his situation. I don't know how many of them here may consider themselves as wretched, but the Lord has brought you through some things. The Lord has brought you out of situations. The Lord has been there for you when you needed him. You need to tell somebody not what you read about, not what Isaiah said. Certainly, that's all good. We need to let him know this isn't just something I came up. Isaiah said this. We need to go beyond that.
Yes, sir.
Paul said this. Now, that's great. Mm-hmm. But what do you say? Who is this Jesus?
Yes, sir.
Your testimony. I think some of us should feel ashamed. I'm honest. I think we should feel ashamed that the Lord has done some of the things he has done for us. And we haven't told folks so that they would know how real he is. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they won't listen to me. If they get to church, the pastor will tell them. No, no, no. That testimony, God gave you that testimony. You have that testimony so that you can help somebody with it.
Amen.
You know who Jesus is. You know what Jesus does. You know how much he loves. You know how much he cares. And you know how much he wants each one of us to go and let somebody else know that that love isn't just limited to folks who sit in the church house.
Amen.
That love goes beyond that. His love is so strong. And his love is so important to all of those out there who don't know who Jesus is. Who is Jesus? He's the Savior of my soul.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? He's the joy that I feel down inside. Jesus is the center. I believe that, I believe that you'd say that. Jesus is the center of my joy. All you have to do is say the name Jesus, and she's on her feet. Jesus is the center of her joy. Some of us feel that same thing. Just knowing who he is and what he's done and where he's brought us from. It's good to testify in here. It's good to sing praises in here. But I'm challenging each one of us right now to go down from this place and go tell the folks on the outside, somebody who hasn't heard or doesn't really totally believe, testify to them about your experience with Jesus. Who is this Jesus? He's the center of my joy. Who is this Jesus? He's my shepherd. Who is this Jesus? He's one I can depend on. Who is this Jesus? He's my salvation. Who is this Jesus? He's the love that lifted me. Who is this Jesus? He's the one who provided that amazing grace that saved a wretch like me. Who is this Jesus? We can use some of those words from those songwriters who are excited about him, or we can use our own words. But tell somebody. You owe that to the Lord.
Amen.
You owe that to the Lord. You owe that to the Lord. What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits unto me? What can I do because of the way he's blessed me? You can tell somebody about the blessing. And you can let them know that he loves them and wants to provide them the same kind of love that he's showing you. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? He's your friend. He's your friend who wants you to introduce him to and show him to. Let somebody know about your friendship, your relationship with him who is the Son of the living God.
Thank you, God.
Who is this Jesus? You tell me. Who is this Jesus? How's he touched your life? Who is this Jesus? How have you experienced him? What have you gone through that you know it was him who brought you through? We need to tell somebody. You need to tell somebody. Somebody is wondering, who is this Jesus? Let's talk to the Lord. Oh, our Father and our loving God, we thank you, Father, for introducing us to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Father, we came to know through our parents and others that Jesus is the Savior of the world. But Father, somehow through the scriptures that we've read, we've come to know that he's the Son of the living God. We've come to know that somehow he came into the world to save all of us. But Father, through our individual experiences, we've come to know on a firsthand basis about the love that he has for each one of us. Father, somebody here is still going through some things, but they know without a doubt that you're with them. Continue to bless them with that knowledge and with that faith. But Father, more importantly, we ask that somehow they reach out and let somebody who doesn't know who Jesus is, somebody who doesn't realize how good he is, somebody who doesn't realize how much he loves, somebody who doesn't know how special each one of us is to him, somebody needs to know who Jesus is. Who is this Jesus? Who is this Jesus? Each one of us, Father, because of our individual experiences, can say who he is to us. Let us say it to those who need to hear. The world needs to know. The world needs to know who Jesus is. Really is. My Lord. My Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. Let us stand. Who is this Jesus? Not what do folks say about him. Not what do folks think about him. Who is he to you? Who is this man? Who is this Jesus? Why would he, the Son of the living God, care about me? Who is this Jesus? You've got a testimony. He's touched you. You need to tell somebody. You know, there may be someone here who has not given themselves over to the Lord, even though they've seen the miraculous things that he's done with those who have given themselves. Somebody's been thinking about accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. They've been thinking about saying yes so that they can be able to hold on to the hand of the Son of the living God. And he's waiting for you. He's not waiting for you to become perfect. He doesn't expect you to become perfect. He wants you to put yourself in his hands just as you are right now. Wretched, like the man who wrote Amazing Grace is. Sinking deep in sin, like the one who wrote Love Lifted Me. That same Jesus wants to touch you. He wants you to give yourself over to him so he can become more a part of your life. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord? Somebody who wants to come on this day to Jesus? Someone who realizes he really is the Son of the living God? Somebody who realizes he's been waiting for me all of my life. Don't know why I put it off, but I have. I need to stop putting it off and say yes to the Lord. There's somebody who's feeling that right now. If that's you, why don't you come on? Or maybe you've already said yes to the Lord. You said yes to the Lord, and it was your intention to do great things for him at that church where you said yes. But somehow you're not there anymore. But maybe here in this church, maybe here in this household of faith, this household of love, maybe you can come here, work with us to accomplish what God would have accomplished in this place. Is there someone who wants to become a part of the First Mount Olive Baptist Church family? My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, my Lord. He's Lord. He's Lord. He's love. He's salvation. He's everything beautiful in life. He is Lord. He's the joy of my salvation. He's the center of my joy. He's the one who saved me from hell. My Lord. He has risen from the dead. Shall confess. Who is this Jesus? You've experienced him. Go tell somebody. Who is this Jesus? Go tell somebody. He is Lord, but he's my friend. He's special to me, and somehow I've been special to him. Each one of us can say that. Each one of us have that testimony. Somebody needs to hear about Jesus from somebody who really knows who Jesus is. Let us stand.